This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Top international diplomats are discussing strategies for keeping the Gaza war from spreading beyond Israel and the Palestinian territories, exactly 3 months after the start of the conflict.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and the European Union's top diplomat Josep Borrell were on separate trips to the region to try to prevent fighting from the three-month-old war from spilling over into Lebanon, the Israeli-occupied West Bank, and Red Sea shipping lanes. Israel and Hezbollah often trade fire across the Lebanese border. The West Bank is seething with anger, and the Iran-aligned Houthis in Yemen seem determined to continue attacks on Red Sea shipping until Israel stops bombarding Palestinians in Gaza. Blinken was in Amman, Jordan, after stops in Turkey and Greece, Borrell in Lebanon. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
There are now questions about why the top Pentagon chief's hospitalization was kept secret for nearly a week.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin remains hospitalized with complications from elective surgery, something that was kept from the public this week. Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks was prepared to exercise the powers of the secretary if required. The silence runs contrary to normal practice with White House and cabinet officials, and the Pentagon Press Association filed a protest letter saying, given the growing threats to U.S. military personnel in the Middle East, it's critical for the American public to be informed about the health status and decision-making ability of its top defense leader. I'm Jackie Quinn.
11 people were killed Saturday in Russian shelling in Ukraine's partially occupied Donetsk province, according to a regional governor. 5 children were among the dead. 8 further people were wounded in the attack. Ukraine's military claimed Saturday it successfully attacked a military airbase in the west of the Russian-occupied Crimean Peninsula. This is VOA News. South Korea says that North has conducted a new round of artillery drills near their disputed sea border.
South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said in a statement that the North fired more than 60 rounds near the western sea boundary on Saturday afternoon. The drills come a day after the South responded to earlier tests by firing their own drills in the same area. The North's back-to-back firing exercises come after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un repeatedly called for stronger war readiness to cope with what he called deepening confrontation led by the U.S. I'm Karen Chamas.
Rescue teams continue to work through snow to deliver supplies to isolated hamlets on Sunday, 6 days after a powerful earthquake hit western Japan, killing at least 126 people. Heavy snowfall expected in the Ishikawa Prefecture later Sunday and through the night added to the urgency. After Monday's 7.6 magnitude tremor, 222 people were still unaccounted for. 560 people were injured. Hundreds of aftershocks followed, rattling Noto Peninsula, where the quakes are centered. Alaska Airlines grounded all of its Boeing 737-9 aircraft hours after a window and piece of fuselage on one such plane blew out in midair and forced an emergency landing in the western U.S. city of Portland, Oregon. VOA's Jeff Custer.
The incident occurred shortly after takeoff Friday, and the gaping hole caused the cabin to depressurize. Flight data show the plane climbed to an altitude of 4.8 kilometers before returning to Portland International Airport. The airline says the plane landed safely with 174 passengers and 6 crew members. Alaska Airlines CEO Ben Minicucci said the airline is taking the precautionary step of temporarily grounding its fleet of 65 Boeing 737-9 aircraft. Each aircraft will be returned to service after full maintenance and safety inspections, which Minicucci says the airline anticipates completing within days. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump campaigned in Iowa and spent time there, marking the third anniversary of the January 6, 2021 assault on the U.S. Capitol by casting the migrant surge on the southern border as the real insurrection. Trump was rallying supporters in Iowa Saturday just after over a week before voting will begin with the state's kickoff caucuses. He did not explicitly mention the date, but called those who have been jailed for participating in the riot hostages and called for their release. Trump held a pair of commit to caucus events in Newton and central Iowa and Clinton and the state's far east. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.